You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Freedom's light forever glow, guiding every child to know that hope is stronger than our fears and brighter with the passing years. Raise the flag and let it fly, lift it proudly to the sky.
Kennedy, I don't know if you saw this, but it's big news because comedy legend Mel Brooks turns 100 this Sunday, the 28th. That's our first Hot Topic brought to you by Walton Arts Center. What a career he's given us. The Brooklyn-born writer, director, actor, and producer helped shape television with Your Show of Shows and Get Smart, then made movie history with the producers Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, just to name a few. He's also one of the rare EGOT winners with an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. Best of all, the man who played the 2,000-year-old man is still making the rest of us laugh. I know that for me, Mel Brooks is part of my childhood with movies like Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and Spaceballs. They're making a Spaceballs sequel.
I've heard.
But also 100 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he must be doing something right.
Very impressive. I mean, I hope I'm doing that at 100 years old.
Yeah, he's still making movies and involved in the creative process. So
yeah.
I love that. Way to go. Happy early birthday, Mel Brooks. Another Nashville treasure may get a second spin. The Tennessee Foxtrot
I
Carousel.
I am anxiety whenever you're near. I am anxiety, it's you that I fear. My heart's afraid to fly, it's crashed before. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar. Once more, high anxiety, it's always the same. Anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. My anxiety, you win. take my hand. My heart starts to soar once more. Key change, high anxiety. It's always the same. Hey, anxiety. It's you that I blame. It's very clear to me. I've got to give in. Anxiety. And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you. You win.
The music of Mel Brooks on his 100th birthday today.
Some drink champagne, some die of thirst. No way of knowing which way it's going. Hope for the best, expect the worst.
Hope for the best,
expect the worst. The world's a stage, we're unrehearsed. Some drink the top friends, my love is top friends. Hope for the best, expect the worst.
I knew a man fortune that was splendid.
Then he died the day he planned to go and spend it, shouting, "Live while you're alive, no one will survive."
Life is sorrow,
here today and gone tomorrow. Live while you're alive, no one will survive. There's no guarantee. Hope for the best, expect the worst.
Of Mel Brooks, the Johnny Morris Orchestra, the music of the stars.
Was 1489. The Black Plague ravaged the continent. It was the hour of the infamous auto da fe, where for public amusement, heretics and non-believers were tortured and burned in a carnival-like atmosphere. And it was guided by the most fearful specter to ever sit in judgment over good and evil, the Grand Inquisitor, Torquemada.
All pay heed! Now enters His Holiness, Torquemada, the Grand Inquisitor of the Spanish Inquisition. Torquemada, do not employ him for compassion. Torquemada, Do not beg him for forgiveness. Torquemada, do not ask him for mercy. Let's face it, you can't talk him out of anything.
Let all those who wish to confess their evil ways and to accept and embrace the true church convert now or forever burn in hell. For now begins the Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Let's begin.
The Inquisition.
Look out, Sam.
We have a mission to convert the Jews.
Jews.
We're gonna teach them
wrong from right.
We're gonna help them
see the light
and make an offer that they can't refuse.
That the Jews just can't refuse.
Confess. Don't be boring. Say yes.
Say yes. Say yes.
Don't be dull.
A fact. You're ignoring.
It's better to lose your skull cap than your skull.
Oh, you're gewalt.
The Inquisition.
What a show.
The Inquisition.
Here we go.
We know you're wishing that we'd go away. But the Inquisition's here and it's here to stay.
Thank you.
tribute to Mel Brooks, 100 years young today.
Send in the nuns!
That was music from The Producers. This is from History of the World, Part 1. The Music of the Stars. Wrote this. 1974, Frankie Lane. The Music of the Stars.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. Thank you.
They told Frankie it's a brand new Western. He wasn't too happy to find out that it was a spoof. Spaceballs 2, and Mel's working on it right now.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie.
Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man, is turning 100 and will celebrate his centennial birthday on Sunday. The comedian and filmmaker says he was born to make people laugh, and earlier this year, Judd Apatow titled his documentary, Mel Brooks, the 99-year-old man. Brooks was born Melvin Kaminsky in Brooklyn, New York on June 28, 1926, after serving in the Army during World War II. He later became a writer for Sid Caesar, met Carl Reiner on Show of Shows, and created the 2,000-year-old man sketches. Brooks went on to make The Producers, Blazing Saddles, and Young Frankenstein, and High Anxiety, and in 291 he said his childhood in Williamsburg, Brooklyn inspired it all. In April and May, Brooks honored Eddie Murphy and donated thousands of documents and photographs to the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York.
May the Schwartz be with you.
But the last 2,000 years belongs to Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this gentleman here is one of the phenomena of the world. He looks no older than Mr. Sean, and yet he is 2,000 years old. Is that true, sir?
Yes. You want to see my driver's license?
No, no. We have it authenticated. The Mayo Clinic has checked you out and said that you are 2,000. Sir, what has kept you alive for 2,000 years?
When I'll go in an airplane, if I'll go in an airplane, I'll never sit in the first two seats or the last two seats from an airplane.
You mean not sitting in the first two or the
first
last two seats?
In the last two
has kept
seats.
You alive? I don't understand that. Why? Has that
because
kept you
if the plane, unfortunately, should take a flop out from the sky, you're going to go down with it and break your foot. Right?
Yes, but if the plane, as you say, flops out of the sky, everybody in all the seats will break their feet. I mean, at least.
Yeah, let me amend that. Any seat is no good.
In other words, you're afraid to fly in an airplane.
On the nosy.
I see, but why?
Because if the good Lord meant men to fly, he would have given them tickets, right?
Sir, I've always been interested in the origin of words. For instance, a simple word like cheese. Where did that come
cheese
from?
Cheese is a lovely story, how we get the word cheese in our vernacular. In the year 28, there was an old farmer And he, a gentleman came to his land and said, I'm so thirsty, may I have a little dipper milk? And he said, certainly, go over to the barrel. He not knowing that the barrel of milk had soured, see? So this poor beggar man came to the barrel and opened up from the top and looked in and looked down and went, sheesh!
High anxiety whenever you're near. High anxiety, it's you that I fear. My heart's afraid to fly, it's crashed before. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar once more. High anxiety, it's always the same. Ooh, anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. My anxiety, you win.
Hiya, Tex. Where you from?
Cincinnati.
Great town. Love that big red machine. He's up on the linguine. Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. What do I spy? A little grain of rice? Newly married?
This morning.
This morning, folks, and they said it wouldn't last. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar once more. Key change, high anxiety, it's always the same. Hey, anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety. And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you. You win.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What do those words mean to you? To me, they say, thank you, America, for your strength, your courage, and for our freedom, which has been a beacon to the world for 200 years.
Of the United States of America.
Whose bright stars are 50 states, each bearing its own stamp of individuality. People, 200 million strong. People who have come to her from all corners of the earth.
And to the republic for which it stands.
A land of laws, an ingenious system of checks and balances that allows no man to become a tyrant and lets no group prevail if their power is not tempered with a real concern for the governed. A land where the right of dissent and of free speech is jealously guarded, where the ballot box is the sword and the people its wielder.
One nation under God.
A land where freedom of worship is a cornerstone of her being. A land graced with temples and churches, synagogues and altars that rise in profusion to embrace all the religions of the world.
Indivisible.
A land forged by the hot steel of raw courage, informed forever by the awful crucible of civil war.
With liberty
Where man, in pursuit of an honest life, will not be denied his chance. Where her citizens move freely within her vast borders without hindrance or fear. A land brimming with opportunity, where freedom of choice is the guideline for all.
And justice.
The courts of our land are open to all. Its wheels of justice grind for all causes, all people. They look to every avenue for justice, every concern of the law, and they temper their reasoning with mercy for all.
This next song is quite personal to me, and I think it is to you. I'd like to take just a minute or two to tell you why it's a personal song to me and should be to you. It's a song about this great, big, wonderful, imperfect country. We live in it. I say imperfect because if it were perfect, it wouldn't be any fun trying to fix it, trying to make it work better, trying to make sure that everybody gets a fair shake. And then some. My country is personal to me because my father, who wasn't born here, rest his soul, he made sure that I was born here. And he used to tell me when I was a kid that America was a land of dreams and a dreamland. Well, I don't know if our country fulfilled all of his dreams while he was alive, but tonight with all of us together for this hour, it sure fulfills my dream. And to all of you in the country, and all of you watching tonight, here's a song about a place we call home, probably the greatest nation ever to be put on this earth.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a father, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions. That's America to me. Yeah.
where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The thing I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand or the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, and the dream that's been a-growing for about 200 years. The place I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people.
Pleasure in presenting to you the star of our program, Miss Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. It is my happy privilege to introduce a new song, God Bless America. For a land so
flight is. Don't be late.
No. Flight with hope.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air.
Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Hank 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Oh, sweethearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the world.
Goodbye.
There's no
and the music of the stars. Until next Sunday, then. God bless us all. Everyone. Keep your dreams alive. And reach for the stars and stripes.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever thank you.
The Music of the Stars were on the air every Sunday, Lord willing, from 7 o'clock Central till high noon, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Vergani. Keep your dreams alive.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.